Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Rosh Hashanah, daf Yudalid, and we are on Yud Gimel Amabez towards the bottom, where we are discussing the issues of Edim coming and testifying on behalf of Am Yisrael to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and if they are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, and also those who can accompany them and possibly even be Mechal Shabbos with them. The Rambam tells us the Ikar Adin, as we know, Ein Kasher Le'edus HaChodesh El Shnei Anashim Kshirim Haru'uyim L'Ha'id B'chol Darav V'Davar. Mida Raisa, only Edim that are Kasher L'Ha'id regarding everything, regarding all areas of Halacha. Avol Nashim Abadim Harei Kesharpsu Le'edus. You need Edim that are Kasher. The Rambam says, Din Torah, on a Torah level, Mida Raisa, She Medaktikin Be'edus HaChodesh. We're not Medaktik. Beidus Achodesh, anyone who is kosher is allowed to come. Anyone who we don't know is not kosher. Sha'afilu kishu as Achodesh, al pi Edim. V'nimsu zomimin, even if the Edim turn out to be Edim zomimin, they are Mekudash. Lefichach, hayu barishon, and makalan Edus Achodesh, b'chol yom Yisrael. Originally, we accepted Edus from everyone. Sha'kal Yisrael, b'cheskas ksheros. Everyone has a cheskas kasher. Sha'ashi yivadu l'chashas apostle, until we know that they are puzzled. The problem was what the minim, the Rambam's girsa is the minim. We know our girsa in the Mishnah is also a minim. There is others that have the girsa on the side that say baitusim. It's either minim or baitusim. So they started messing things up because they wanted Mimacharis HaShabbos to be literal. Mimacharis HaShabbos always shvuas to be on a Sunday. So that's why they started hiring Edim Edi Sheker. Vayusochrim Anashim Lahaid Sherau Vehem Lo Rau Hiskinu Shalo Yikabu Ebezin Edim Shalom Me Edim Shemakirin Bezdin. So you always have to have accompanying Edim if they are people that Bezdin does not know. Lefichachim Lo Yiu Bezdin Yodim Esa Edim. If Bezdin doesn't know them, Mishalchin Anshe Ha'ir Sheniraba Me Edim. The Anshe Ha'ir used to send with the Edim Edim Acherim Shemizakin Osan LeBezdin. That give them the merit and testify on their behalf, the character witnesses, and then Bezdin accepts them. The parak later, in parak Gimel, we have our halacha, kishem shemchalin ha'edim sharoa sachodesh as haShabbos, just like the edim can be mechal haShabbos themselves to go testify, kach mechalin ilam ha'edim shemizakin osam, so too the edei mizakin can go and be mechal haShabbos. And we noted that Turi Evan here on Daf Chav Beis knows that's on the one hand, a chiddush gadol, because these Edim, what are they, these Edim that are accompanying, isn't, as a tzorach derabanan. Midaraisa, we accept any Edim. But here, midarabanan, we would allow them to be Mechal Shabbos on the way to Yerushalayim. So the Turi Evan, the Shagas Ari says, yeah, because Lamaisa, you're not going to accept the Edim. So Lamaisa, there's not going to be Kiddush HaChodesh on a Daraisa level. So therefore, it's viewed as Daraisa. The Rabbanan have the power to affect certain areas of halacha, but it's not just needed midrabanan. Lamaisa is needed even midaraisa, and therefore they would be able to be mechal Shabbos. And we had the unusual story at the end of Reb Nehorai. He said, really, I knew they might have had people who recognized these Edim, but I really wanted to be with my colleagues, and therefore I was mechal. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, three lines to the bottom here on Yud Gimel Amabez. Uma kilkol havitama. What exactly did they do? We already said this outside, but what exactly did they try to ruin? Shaya omri matzeres lachra Shabbos. They always wanted to have shvuas right after Shabbos. We know atzeres in the Torah means shmini atzeres, but atzeres in Chazal means shvuas. Right? There's obviously a reason for that and a parallel. The Rabbanan didn't just want it to make it confusing for us. They obviously are connecting Shavuos as the end, at the end of Pesach, to Shmini Atzeres at the end of Sukkot. So the Gemara says they always wanted Shavuos on a Sunday. And therefore they used to send out Edim at night becheskas, as if Shenis Kadesh here means that it was seen, right? Becheskas, that they made it up. They hired witnesses to say, yes, say you saw the moon, if it was going to work out that it was going to be on a it was going to work out that Shavuos was going to be on a Sunday. Interesting, Tosfos notes that these minim slash baitusim, they lechora, they believed in other parts of Torah, Torah Shebechsav. So if they were going to fake it, but it would be a fake. Wouldn't they know it's a fake? So who are they kidding in terms of, oh, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, all the Moadim? Lishitasam, they know it was a fake, so they believe in Rosh Hashanah, but they're keeping it on the wrong day. So how is that really going to help them? How is that going to you know, lishitasam affect them. So Tosfos asks this question. Tosfos on Daf Chaf Beis. Tosfos says, Beim Tomar. This is Chaf Beis Mabeis. Beim Tomar. Ma marvichim v'halo miskalkal in linya Pesach. They believe you have to eat the Korban Pesach. They believe you're not allowed to eat chametz and matzah. And so if it's all a fake, so then how does it help them? The Yeshlomar, even though they don't hold of everything, they hold of certain drashos. So they hold of atem afilu mezidin. So they hold of that drasha. Tigra atem afilu mutin afilu mezidin. So they say it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. Even if Bezdin dafkan bemezid picked the wrong day, right? It still works. Delo chashivi lekilkul mishim didarshinan atem afilu mezidin. So that's Tosva says it's not going to mess them up. So this is what they used to do. So says the Gemara, really? So they messed up because they wanted Shavuos always to be on a Sunday. So Me'ata asked the Gemara, Al Nisan lo yikablinun, Al Shar Yerchaya yikablinun. So why don't we just say that for Nisan, we're not going to accept unless you have an identifying, you know, person. But every other month, it's only for the Shavuos issue. So it should only be Nisan that we need these milavin, but not for the other months. So again, the Gemara might be asking that specifically here, because once we said that they could even be Michal Shabbos, so we say, okay, wow, that's serious. So maybe we should only allow that on the Nisan month. So Amar Biyasi Barbun, no, Iker Kalkaltahon Min Andar Havis. They even start the month before, right? It's not, they foresee already what the months are going to be. So they already start at the end of, you know, not just when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is going to be, but when Rosh Chodesh Adar is going to be, because they already foresee, they count the days. So that's why even Adar, that's why it's not just Nisan. So Gemara says, okay, so why not just Nisan and Adar? So we'll see that Gemara is going to answer that question also. But Me'ata, Kadhi Dichvason, flip this Gersa, Kadhi Dichvason, Lo Yikablinan. Why don't we say that if they're testifying and you see that the testimony of these Edim are going to end up making Shavuos be on a Sunday, so then don't accept them, because then maybe they're lying. But what if not? What if their testimony is making Shavuos on a Tuesday or Wednesday? So there's no reason to think that these are Baitusim, these are Minim. So in Les Luhu Dichvason, if it's not like them, if it's not reflecting their Ratzon, Yekablinun. Right? So why don't you just, again, limit the cases where you're going to need those that identify. Answer, zu mipnei zu. It's basically a low, gzeira mishum. If you accept witnesses here, then you'll probably accept witnesses there without the milavim. And therefore, once the Rabbanan said that you need people to be makir, so then you can't say sometimes yes, sometimes no. It'll be too confusing. And this lechora answers the first question as well. You're not going to do it just for 2 months because, you know, just even though Bezdin, you might say they're not going to get confused, but that's the way laws work, right? Where gozer and b'chol gavni, the language of Chaim Gnievsky, gozer b'chol gavni v'hu adin shegozeru al kol achadashim atu adar v'nisan. So all of the months, period. Okay. Says the Gemara story. The story also appears in the Bavli. Maisa shesachru baitusim shnei edei sheker lahoyer ala chodesh and iskadesh. With a story that they hired two false witnesses to testify that the moon had been seen. Right, Niskadish had been seen. Uba echad veheire do so. And one of them, they come and they take each of them into court, you know, individually, as we're going to see, that they were tested exactly how do you see the moon and where, because the Bati Dinim were experts in terms of how the moon used to, supposed to look. Right, Rabbi Reisman writes in his, one of his svarim, says that, you know, often what do we do by Kiddush Levana? We go outside, we're like, where's the moon? Where's the moon? And like, that's like 15 minutes, like looking at all the different directions where the moon's supposed to be. It's like if we knew a little lunar realities, we know exactly where the moon was supposed to be at which time of year during which month. But we're just not familiar, so we just like, you know, it's called a summa baruba. It's like we're, you know, looking for a needle in a haystack. Like, where the moon? It's all cloudy. Okay, where? You have to just, it's simple, he writes. You just have to know what season you're in. And so, but we don't generally know that. But they knew that. So they tested the Edom. How was the moon which way was the moon facing? So so one aide gave his testimony and then he left. And another one comes for Omar. Ola Yisi. And the second one, as we'll see, was really an infiltrator. He was a spy, but somebody who got in for the rabbis. Ola Yisi b'male adumim. I was going up. I saw the moon. I was looking up and it looks like it was between two rocks. looked like there was these two high cliffs, and I saw the moon in between. Rosho Doma La Egel, the point of it looked like a cow, a calf, Aznav Domos La Gedi, and the ears looked like the way it was looking, looked like a goat. Veraisiv, and I saw Venivhalti, I was shocked. Venirtarti Lachorai, and I jumped backwards. Vahari Masayim Zuz Kshur and Bapondusi. And all of a sudden I jumped backwards, and look, there's 200 zuz in my knapsack. Right, he was being marames that he was hired falsely, and they paid him 200 zuz to be able to testify. Amrulo, so the Rabbanan get the message, they realize it. Why didn't he just say Beferish? That's a good question. Maybe there were other people around, maybe the other aide, he didn't want them to hear. And Amrulo, Hare Masayim Zuz Nesuna Lechab Matana. The Bezdin says, you know what, keep the 200 zuz. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that they hired him to do something, and he didn't do it. They hired him to be Meid Sheker, to get Bezdin to do this. So you might say, well, you're right, he did the right thing by not being Meid Sheker, but you gotta give back the money. So what are the first thing they say? You could keep the money. You could keep the money. Why? Because they gave it. And, I schiris paulim, but we have the power to be mafkir the money. Look at the carbon aida. Nesuna lechaba matana. Even though you didn't fulfill the tenai that they hired you for, the yesh reshus lebezdin liknos mamon velaso zahu hefker, right? Hefker bezdin hefker. Bezdin has the power to uproot and be mafkir people's money, right? There's the Gemara in Gittin Lamed Vavish quotes two different psukim, one from Ezra, one from Yeshua. So the Rabbanan have the power to be mafkir, to take away your money. Do they also have the power to give it to someone else? Right? To be mafkir, to be makne. That's hefker, bezdin, hefker. Big, sugya. But that's what it's based on here, l'chora. So they say you can keep the money. Vishaluchayach yavo v'yilko. And your senders will be punished. Your senders will be punished. Ata, but by the way, bezdin asked him, lama hichnasta atzmacha l'mispag. Why'd you do this? Why'd you even pretend? You wanted to make 200 zuz? You didn't know that we were gonna allow you to keep it? So what do you do? So the carbonate le mispak le torach lelech b'shlichus kaze. Why do you even get involved in this? So Amar Lahan, he says, well, reisi osam avakshim laktos es achachamim. I saw that they were looking for two edus sheker. So I said, let me pretend so I could prevent this problem. Amarti mutav sheilech ani even odi alachachamim. Let me go and I'll spill the beans. And I'll be able to be the spy of the Rabbanan in this. And kachavi, that's exactly how he helped out the situation. Good. Period. So that was one kilkul. That was one kilkul, like we said. The Gemara asked, what was the kilkul that was there that they tried to fake out and hire false witnesses? So now the Gemara says, and how else did they do it? How else did they falsify and try to trick the Bezdin? Uma kilkul havi taman. What was there? So here we go. Remember in the days of old, they used to, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, they used to light fires on the mountains in order to get the message out. So the first kilkul was that they used to try to send false witnesses. The second thing that they try to do, the second strategy, which is they even if the forget the witnesses, they set fires when they weren't supposed to set fires when the message was starting to get out. Why? Tavi Elaine Masvin Yom Dain. Elaine. The Bezdin used to light fires on this day. Meaning the rule was, as we'll see, let's say we know that every month is either 30 days or 31 days. Right? Either day 30, I'm sorry, 29 days or 30 days. 29 days or 30 days. So when they used to light fires on mountains in order to let everybody know, they used to see the fires. So when was the fire lit? So the Gemara says here, they used to light it, they used to light the fire, at the post day 30. Let's say day 30 turned into day 1. The Edom come on day 30 and they say, oh, we saw the moon. So day 30 is going to become day 1. That night they lit the fire to let everybody know that today was Rosh Chodesh. That's what they used to do. And they would not light a fire. If there was no fire lit, then everybody knew, oh, it was a Chodesh Malay. That day 30 was really day 30 and the next day was day 1. They lit a fire. If they lit the fire, they lit a fire for a Chodesh Chaser, as we'll see. So they used to light the fire post day 30 to let everybody know that the previous day that just finished was Rosh Chodesh. That's what they used to do. So Davis Elain Masvin Yom Dain. They used to light a fire on this day. The Elun Masvin Lamachar. But you know what the Baitusim, you know what the Minim used to do? They lit a fire. They lit fires the next night. They lit fires the next night to mess people up. But Hayusfer, and so people who saw the fire on the following night said, wait a minute. They lit a fire last night, they lit a fire tonight. It must be that Bezdin changed their mind. Must be they bezin changed their mind that really it's a 30-day month, not a 29-day month. Vehein miskalkulin, that everything was messed up. You see from here, by the way, the Rishash points out on Daf Chav Beis that maybe it started with, you know, we just want Shavuos to be on a Sunday. But you see from here that they're just messing with the fires. It must be that they just wanted to ruin our calendar. Right? Maybe it started with, Kavanas Lashem Shamayim, but here you see, they were just messing up. Well, not Dafka that it was going to be for the, to have the extra day, but it was just to mess us up. Shalo Haisa Kavanasam Rak Lahatos Es Yisrael, Shalo Yasu Hamoados Bimoadam. Right? Velochen La'elamar Baitusim Bekan Kusim. Talks about the differences between those. Okay. Period. Mi Bitel Asamasuos. So who is Mevatel, the Masuos? Who is the one that we don't do the fires anymore, right? We send Shluchim out, as the Mishnah described. So the Gemara says, Rebbe, Bitel as a Masuos, Rebbe Yudah Anasi. That's pretty late. The Rebbe was Mevatel the Masuos, and that's when they sent Shluchim. The problem is the Meiri already notes. But one second, the Mishnah talks about Shluchim. The Mishnah talks about Shluchim is Manamigdash. Right, so what are you talking about? They used to have fires, but after the fires, Rebbe was much later. It says Bizman HaMikdash, they already had the Shlichim going out. So the Meiri says there were different stages. The Meiri says, originally, the Meiri says this on the Mishnah, on Daf Yud Ches. The Meiri says, he quotes this based on the he asks this question. V'roi Lishol, Bizman Shaya Beis HaMikdash Kayam Heichayu Shulchan Yotzin. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the Shlichim went out, V'halo B'masuos HaYimodiyin. What do you mean? They use fire. Shafla achra churbanah yinogin bo. Kamosha amr b'talmin ma'irav. Rebbe bitel samasuos. Right? The Meiri quotes our Yerushalmi. Ela shegadoli mefarshim pirshu. He quotes the gadoli hamefarshim, who is the Ravid. That shaloha yo masuos nas and tchila ela keneged bavel. They originally only lit the fires for the anshe bavel. Aval surya b'shar mechozos harachokim shebitstadim, but all the other places, they couldn't use the fires. They used to send shluchim then. Meaning even originally there was some that got fires and some that got shluchim. And later on they were mevatel all the fires. Later on, Bizman HaRebbe, that's how you read the Mishnah. Rebbe bitel samasuos. And also, v'hita rotzeach. Rebbe allowed even murderers to go testify. Murderers? What do you mean? Why aren't they chayim misa? Must be the carbon that says, if there was circumstantial evidence that we weren't able to try them. Right? So, but, Rebbe said, well, they're not going to lie about the Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay? V'hiter Eid Mipiyed, right? The lower standards, and they allowed Eid Mipiyed, hearsay, V'hiter, from one other person, V'hiter Shi Yosef Lami Be'era Be'ches Kashin Is Kadesh. And even, let's say it's Lel Lamed. It's Lel Lamed. And Eidim look and, realize, the Bezdin realizes Eidim are going to come. Edom are going to come and testify, we're sure. So they could already start sending out shlichim the night before, because they know tomorrow it's going to be Mekudesh. They already start sending out people. Look at the Pnei Moshe, the last couple of skinny lines. Kigon shenira ba'alil b'chavtes samach l'chashecha. Late on day 29, going into 30, it's already, everybody sees the moon. Or the beginning of the night. Everybody knows that they're going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh the next day. They didn't have to wait for Bezdin to say Mekudesh. They knew Bezdin is going to say it tomorrow. And therefore they could already send the Shlichim out then. Even though they were Mevatel the Masuos, Lo Bitlu, me, Yam Tveria. They didn't mevatel it from Tveria. What does that mean? East. East of Tveria, the Mefarshim say, there were no Kusim living there. So east of Tveria, they kept doing the fires. They were only living in the west. Okay. Reb Zira, boy, kumi Reb Yavo, elein dechamien Tzfat, ma'ot yasvan. What if you see the fires lit in Tzfat? If you see the fires lit in Tzfat, could you assume, oh, those are the fires, so we can light our own fires to continue the line? Amar lei. So, Rebbe Yavo says, Amar le, Rebbe bitel as ha-masuos, Tzfat la mamasva. What do you mean? Rebbe said, no more masuos. What do you think they lit in Tzfat for? What, to let you know so you send others the fires? No. El begin moda de'inan yadin. They just lit the fires in Tzfat to let people know that they knew that it was Rosh Chodesh. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Tzfat atzma, shemasiyin, lav kedei lohodia le'elu sharo anosa. They're not doing it to start a chain reaction. that, you know, the people far from them can start lighting their fires. Ela kadolo diela bezdin. They're just letting bezdin know. Shahayu yoshvin b'tveria. Shehigia lahem. They, Tveria was the center. That's where the bezdin was. So Tzfai isn't so far. So they were just letting the bezdin know that they got the message. The shluchim got there. So that's why you're not supposed to, count from there to start lighting further. So Tzfat makes it into the Yerushalmi, right? Tzfat makes it. Tzfat started becoming famous for the Jews in the 1500s, right? With the Arizal and Rabbi Yosef Cairo and the Alshich and the others. But I saw in the back, the Minchas Olazar makes this Ha'ara. I saw somebody was going to make it. He says, you see here, you see, Ubazen Niskar Irakodesh Tzfat Timan Tzikone Bi Yerushalmi. I didn't see in any of the tourist books that they pointed this out, that Tzfat made it into Chazal.
Right,
says the Minchas Alaza, the first Munkatra in the 1800s. So he says, he points out Tzfat, right? Tzfat is a later, but you see it's even here, and they're lighting fires on top, because maybe it's high up, like we know, the Tzfat of today. Okay. They say the name Tzfat comes from Tzipisa Yeshua. That's where the first, outside of Yerushalayim, right, post-Churban Beis HaMikdash, we were the first centers of Jews to come back after the Churban. It was really Tzfat and Yerushalayim, right, in the 1500s. From the time of the Galus, you know, for more than 1,000 years, there weren't really centers in the land of Israel. Okay, we continue. Ein masiyin lele zmano ela lele iburo. As we explained, when they lit the fires, they only lit one. They didn't light one. Let's say the Bezdin already sees the moon lel lamid, going from 29 to 30. They already see. They don't light a fire that night. There's no fire that night to say, oh, tonight's Rosh Chodesh. No, they always light the fires post day 30, going into 31, to say that this previous day was Rosh Chodesh, right? 30 turned into 29. That's when they did it. Ein masiyin lel zmano ela lele iburo. They wouldn't light a fire lel going into 30, only going into 31. Why? Lele zmano. Why wouldn't they light it going into day 30? Because what if that Rosh Chodesh that they're lighting fires for is Rosh Hashanah? It's Yontif that night. You can't light a fire that night. Lele zmano ein masiyin ebnei Yontif. So you never do it going into day 30 because there's 1 month that's going to be a yuntif and you can't light a fire that night. So you don't light a fire. Aval masiyin lele iburo. So you always light a fire the following night. Interesting. The achronim, point out, why can't you light a fire that night? It's a need. We spoke about Bezekhaz Beitza. You want to mitoch shur tzorech ochol nefesh, shur tzolol tzorech ochol nefesh. This is a yuntif need. Why wouldn't you, Rosh Hashanah is like Yantif, so why wouldn't you be able to light a fire? So the Mefarshim wonder, it's not a personal Hana'a. Is it Shavu L'chol Nefesh? So if you look in the, I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel, he has a couple of pages on Yerushalmi, and then he has Ha'aris on Yerushalmi Moed. So in Ha'ara number 122, Kuf Chav Beis, Yerushalmi Moed, at the end of the Gion Neshasa Moed, he says there's a big discussion about the Malacha of Ma'amer. Gathering. Is gathering, do you violate when you gather a few things together, or it has to be like the same type? Gets into Ma'amer out of left field. Like, what's he bringing in Ma'amer for? So he says, there are those that say, maybe Ma'amer is not a problem with different types, because after all, you could put your lulav and dalaminim together, right, with an eged. So if it must be that it's not a problem of different types. He says, I'm gonna bring a raya the opposite. How this man thinks. The Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah that says that you can't light a fire on Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Why can't you light a fire? It's not Ochel Nefesh, but it's Mitoch. It must be because, as we're going to learn on Amud Beis, the fires, you put together a couple of different types of wood. Wood that burns well. So he says, it must be that's the issue here. You can't do the fires because you're going to have to put the woods together of Ma'amer. And Ma'amer is not one of the malachas that are Ochel Nefesh. The Al Karchach, Tekiva, Dahaya Korech, Bimishicha, Ayin Sham, Bimishnah, Hayazem Ma'amer, the Emer Aser, Gambi Yantif, Mavuar, you see, it's Mavuar, it's clear. Not so clear. He thinks it's clear. Umavuar, the Gambi, Minim Shonim, Klunzio, Shal Erez, Vekanim, Ba'atse Shemin, Shayach Ma'amer, the Gam Tishma, Minat, the Emer, Havi, Afilishol, Makim Gidulo, Afilishol, Ba'ochlin, unbelievable. And then he says, maybe there's other reasons, maybe it's just not considered a Tzorech. Okay, he has that suggestion, and then he backs down a little bit from it. We continue. Ein masiyan ela ala chadashim amishavim bizmanam. Also, you only light the fires on the months that are set in their time. What does that mean? As I said before, chodesh chaser. The only time you're going to light the fire is post day 30, and post day 30, where day 30 is going to turn into day 1. Mipnei, why? Why don't you light the fires, let's say, after day 31, to say that was day 1? So, Mipnei Yantif Shechal Yos Be'erev Shabbos, where Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Friday. It can't fall out on a Friday, according to our calendar, Lo Adu Rosh, but it's never lit for a Chodesh Malay because of the following, because of the Friday case, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Friday. Why? Because in that case, let's think about it. Leile Zmano En Masi En Mipnei Yantif, as we said. If Rosh Hashanah is on a Friday, and they saw it already going into Friday, they saw it going 29 into 30, you can't light it that night because it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Yantav, as we just said. Leli, Bura, and Masi, and you can't light it the following night, Friday night, but they covered Shabbos. So you can't light it for that night. Shem Omer. So therefore, what are you going to do? You're going to do it on Motsoi Shabbos, which is way later? Shem Omer, At Masi, and Bein Al HaChadashim HaMishim HaBizmanam. Bein Al HaChadashim HaMubarim She'enim Yishim HaBizmanam. If you say you're going to light fires for Chasers and Malays, They're not going to have any idea. Then in that case where Rosh Hashanah is on a Friday, but really, right, really the moon with Friday is day 1, and you're only going to light the fire at mostly Shabbos, they're going to think, oh, must be Shabbos is day 1. And it's going to be very confusing. So that is why you only light the fire Motsa'i day 30 to say that day 30 was Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, if Rosh Hashanah is, whatever it is, you're not going to have to light it on Rosh Hashanah itself. There's more to talk about there, but we'll continue for now. So how did the fires work? As follows. And they brought long poles of cedar, which are very tall. Right, this is what Rabbi Yosef Engel talking about. All different types you wrap together, right, things that are flammable. You tie it together with a string. You go on the top of a mountain. You light the fire. You go up, down, right, left, all the directions. Until you see your friend, the next one, doing it on the next mountain. And also on the third mountain. Which mountains? Starting with Har HaZesim, Lasartaba, Umisartaba, Lugrafino, Umigrafino, Lachavran. We know where some of these mountains are. Umichavran, Labez Bilton. From all of those, Umez Bilton, Lozazu. Base Bilton, that was the last one. Ella, Molech, Umevi, Umalu, Morid. They went up, down, right, left. Achu roe kola gola lefanav, until they saw the whole gola. This is referring to Pumpadisa. Bikimadura sa'esh. They saw the whole thing. They went little by little, mountain to mountain. Again, there was no artificial light in those days too much. And there weren't big buildings blocking. So you saw the fires. Period. Ma'u ati shemen. Ati shemen is dadanin, some type of flammable wood. Reb Yona, kahadin maxina, like this type of wood. Reb Zira, why do you have to go up, down, right, left, like wave the fires in all different directions? To lo yavin savrin to hu kochav. We don't want anybody to think that it was a shooting star, right? So that's why you got to do it in all different directions. Reb Yosa, chamin and kochav solik v'nachis. Reb Yosa says, I once saw a shooting star that went up and down. Chamin and kochav ozlo v'asi. I saw a shooting star that went right to left, but no shooting star went up, down, right, left. So that is why you do it in all those directions, so you know it's the fire, but it's not the shooting star. Tani, it would be nice to see a shooting star. You make a bracha on that, but you don't want to get mixed up with that, with the fires. Tani, the Brisa says, other mountains too. Bahadi Machvar Vigadar. Also those mountains. Amrev Chuna, Kat Salkina Lahacha. When we came up to here, when we came from Eretz Yisrael to here, to Eretz Yisrael, Salkina Larosh Beis Bilton. Right, we went up to the top of Beis Bilton. Vavi chaminin diklaya de Bavel. When we were on the mountain of Beis Bilton, we were able to see the palm trees in Bavel, ki'ilin chagaya, like they're tiny little thorns. But they saw it. That story reflects that they were on a high peak and they were able to see all the way into Bavel. Period. Chatzar gadol ha'isa b'Yerushalayim u'Beis Yazek ha'isa nikreis. When the Edom used to come to Yerushalayim, where'd they go? There was a big courtyard that was called Beis Yazik in Yerushalayim. Ulasham kol Edom is constant. That's where the Edom went. Ubezdin both kenosam sham. Bezdin used to cross-examine them there. Vesudas gadolos ayosin lahem. Bishul shi yivigun lavo. They made big parties. They had great food so that the Edom would always know that, you know, oh, it's such a schlep. I'm not going, oh, remember the food we had last time? They would always be motivated to go. Originally, when the Edom used to come on Shabbos, and they came all the way, they came from outside their tchum. So Beis Din said, okay, you're stuck in this courtyard for the rest of Shabbos. Gamliel says, you know what? Give him the din of a Ben Yerushalayim. Because again, as we'll see, they're not going to want to come if they know they're going to get stuck. So that's why allow them to be like a Ben Yerushalayim, go 2,000 amos around the whole city. Not only for these people, Ella even a midwife that came. So somebody came to save, because there was a flood, there was a fire, there was an army. They all become, they have the halacha. It's not like somebody went out of their tchum who's stuck, but they have the halacha of somebody who's been here the whole time. What's Beis Yazik? They used to clarify the halacha. They used to clean out the fields. Oh, one more section. The Mishnah said, originally when people came from outside the tchum and they were, ended up being stuck, they were stuck, period. Skip the next two words. They have the status of some, you have a kli that somehow came here from outside the tchum on Shabbos. All you have is four amos. That's it. They realize that people aren't going to come. Then they expanded it a little bit. If you have a yard with something in the yard before Shabbos, you could carry it all within that yard on Shabbos. You can't take it in and out, but you could carry it within the yard. And then that wasn't enough either. Okay, you could be like somebody who lives in Yerushalayim, and you could have Alpayim Amos, 2,000 Amos, in all directions. Period. We'll stop there by Tani. By the Shem, we'll continue next time.